With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kavila. The Namibia Employers Federation has been pushing to postpone the implementation of the national minimum wage scheduled for 1 January 2025. Despite extensive talks with trade unions and government stakeholders, no agreement has been reached. Earlier this year, the Wage Commission and Labour Advisory Council recommended a 12-month adjustment period after announcing the 18 Namibia dollar per hour minimum wage. NEF President Leah Shikongo.
The NEF fully supports the principle of a national minimum wage. It must be stated, however, that the immediate implementation without adequate adjustment time will most definitely cause irreparable harm to businesses. This is particularly so for those in vulnerable sectors. The phased-in sectoral approach we are proposing will ensure fair wages while giving employers the time and space they need to align with the requirements sustainably. The solution that the NEF is proposing will aim to safeguard employment opportunities while at the same time giving recognition to the welfare of workers in a sustainable manner.
Labour analyst Herbert Jauch is opposed to the delay of the minimum wage.
So many workers in Namibia are paid so little that they can really not meet even the most basic need. The national minimum wage at least was meant to provide some relief for them. Now that's not a huge wage at all. It's merely meant to be a starting point for workers who are caught in these extremely low wage levels. It is regrettable that the Namibian Employers Federation, instead of supporting the minimum wage and saying we will also be open to negotiations for higher wages above the current levels, and that is, in my view, very regrettable.
Electoral Commission of Namibia Commissioner Pius Ikwambi says that if political parties were not satisfied with the 2 days allotted for the court-ordered inspection of election material, they could have requested additional time and the ECN would have complied, as the commission did not oppose such a request. The comment comes after political parties raised concerns yesterday that the allocated 48 hours might limit their ability to gather sufficient data during the inspection.
So it cannot be true that the 2 days are not sufficient, as though it was a dictation of terms or time by the ECN, because if the parties, political parties in question, were not satisfied with the 2 days, they could have requested for more and we could have agreed, because you might be aware, like I explained yesterday, the commission did not oppose the request from the political parties. Perhaps it's also just to clarify that the 2 days should be sufficient because we are only dealing with one election as we speak. We are not dealing with the presidential election. The electoral court only ordered the inspection to occur in respect of materials pertaining to the National Assembly elections.
Then the Stellenbosch University says an oral antibiotic taken once daily for 6 months substantially reduced the risk of developing drug-resistant tuberculosis in children. Professor James Seddon says, according to the university researcher's report, the drug reduced the risk of multi-drug-resistant TB disease in children by 56%. Seddon says the trial also showed the drug was safe and well-tolerated. And Israel has said it targeted port and energy facilities used by the Houthi rebel group in Yemen.
Incoming missile alerts sounded just before 3 a.m., sending Tel Aviv residents into shelters awaiting the all-clear from authorities. Israeli defense says the missile came from Yemen, prompting the IDF to launch a series of airstrikes against targets they say were operated by the Yemen-based Houthi rebel group, who, in the past, has claimed responsibility for a series of drone and missile attacks against not just Israel, but also commercial shipping in the Red Sea. Footage in Israeli media showed serious damage to a school in the Tel Aviv suburbs. Authorities say they believe it was the result not of a direct impact, but rather falling debris from the interception of the Yemeni missile by the country's Iron Dome air defense system. Trent Murray, Tel Aviv.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.